If you have an open door and you do not go through it, it is still a shut door.
Did you hear what I said?
It's only open because you went through it. If God calls you to do something, start, move towards it, and He will direct your path because you are acknowledging Him first.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This day is a double blessing day. It is Passover. Passover started yesterday evening and this evening. But it's also Palm Sunday. This is when the Lord had His triumphant entry. And today I declare, by the authority of His word, that this day of the double blessing, that you will experience the double blessing for every trouble you've gone through. That was a very weak amen.
Amen.
You said amen to the weakness. So let's do that again. Hallelujah. I said, may the double blessing come upon you because of the troubles you've gone through.
Amen.
Amen. Things don't just happen. There is a rhythm about the ways of God. At Passover, God came and triumphed over all of the Egyptian gods. He had systematically been knocking them off, but there was the last one. The last one was the one that took out the firstborn of Egypt and all of its animals and everything, but protected the firstborn of His people. It was an entry that was going to grant the people an exit. On Palm Sunday, the Lord Jesus Christ was doing the same thing. He was setting a donkey that had been tied, that never been touched by any man. He was setting that donkey free. And as that donkey surrendered itself in humility before Him, He rode that donkey victoriously into Jerusalem. And when the leaders of the day were saying, they cannot be saying Hosanna, He said, you know what? It is time for Hosanna to be proclaimed. God, help us. This is the time for that. And I need to hear that. And if you shut these children from saying it, even the stones are going to start crying out. What is the point? God is going to make provision for everything that we need, for the solutions that we need. There is no stopping of that which God has ordained. If people will not, God will cause the elements to declare His glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I will be helped. I will be greatly helped. And my helpers have been mobilized to help me. Hallelujah. In Psalm 105, Mama read to us from the book of Exodus about how the Passover took place. In Psalm 105, the word of the Lord declares to us what happened on that day. Gives us a picture of it. And while Mama was praying, she alluded to this particular passage of Scripture that is our first passage of Scripture to be read. Not only did the angel of destruction come through and wipe out all the firstborn of Egypt and their animals, but it was a setup for this next move. The Bible says here in Psalm 105, beginning to read from verse 37, it says, He, meaning God, brought them forth also. But he did not bring them out without what? Silver and gold. Some say wealth. The church of Jesus Christ is not going to live broke. Rise with me. Say these words with me. Father, by the authority of your word, we declare war on the spirit of poverty. We receive your anointing and we shatter every stronghold and we declare now that we are brought forth with silver and gold. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Now, we didn't make that declaration just to speak words. As those words went forth out of your mouth, something began to shift out of the way. The word of God says he brought them forth. He brought them out. He brought them forward also with silver and gold. And then he says, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. For all the tribes that came out, there was not one feeble. Some translations will say there was no one that stumbled. Nobody that was stripping, falling apart. Everybody was strong. Say with me, I am strong by the strength of the Lord. Weakness, feebleness is removed from me. I am established in righteousness because of what the blood of Jesus Christ has already accomplished for me. The leading statement that we played before I came on to speak was that if God says, I've put before you an open door, and the statement I made was, it is an open door, but as long as you don't go through that door, it is still a shut door. We refuse to allow any opportunity God has given to us to remain as an opportunity without us going through that opportunity. Amen? We have to have the mind of Christ to take hold of every opportunity God gives to us, recognizing that God has a plan and that the plans of God must be accomplished. The Bible says, not only did they live with the silver and gold, and there was no feeble among them, that Egypt, the world, celebrated. They celebrated, they became glad that they left. This is, interestingly enough, one of the places in the Word of God that you can use to say, while God doesn't give us very clearly when He's going to return, whether He's going to return before the tribulation, in the midst of the tribulation, or after the tribulation. Here we have a window of one of the patterns that God may choose. He has three doors. How many of you have watched the game show, Let's Make a Deal? There's door number one, door number two, door number three, like that. Door number one, door number two, door number three. Door number one is that God will choose to take us out. But before He takes us out, He's going to pound on the enemy so that when we leave, there will be a celebration. Those troublemakers have left. Are you with me? It says, Egypt, the world, was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. It is not us that will be afraid of the world. The world will be afraid of us by the end of this story. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Bible tells us about the two prophets in the book of Revelation that wreak havoc on the world. They will call down storms. You didn't mess with them. God is raising up a people in this last of the last days that are going to move with an unction to function to the glory of God, that will create fear in the hearts of natural men. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying to you. The Bible says He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. God protected them. God removed feebleness from them. God ministered grace unto them. And it didn't matter. The Bible says the people asked and He brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. Hallelujah. What is it? What is this? Oh, it is bread from heaven. God didn't go to the local bakery, because the local bakery will not be able to satisfy the needs of His people. They are in the wilderness. There are no local bakeries around here. So I am going to dispatch, hallelujah, bread from heaven, angels' food, down here. Freshly baked every day. May I say to you that God is opening up the heavens for you and I. That which flies in the heavens, that which is dispatched from the heavens, is coming to you, is coming to me, because the goodness of God is now being released upon His people, His church. Praise the Lord. Now, you can sit down there and be looking at me and saying, okay, that's really nice. Or you can go through that door and begin to declare an open heaven over your life. Is somebody listening? An open heaven. Why is this happening? A lamp for every house. The Bible says he opened the rock and waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. God, following the Passover, going past the Passover, was doing amazing things for his people. In Matthew chapter 14, Matthew 14, I will take it from verse 12, but verse 14 is the verse that I want. Matthew. It says, and his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. Meaning that's what happened with John. And remember a message I preached maybe about a year or two ago about when things want to change, something's got to die. Remember that? Okay. So, the body is buried. And they went and told Jesus. He says, and when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. He departed and went into what? A desert place. I want you to note that word. It was a desert place. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Everybody's now turning to Jesus. They were following John the Baptist for a while, and now John is gone, and now John's people, every people, whatever people, everybody's thronging Jesus. They're following Jesus, and they're coming out of the cities. It says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude. And was moved with what? Compassion toward whom? Them. The what? Multitude. And watch this. And he healed their sick. He had compassion on the people, and he healed their sick. Say, he had compassion on the people, the multitude, and he healed their sick. He said, Pastor, why are you pointing out to this? Well, are you ready? He had compassion on the people. The people had sick people. And he did not want the sick people to be a burden to the multitude. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Help me a little bit. What God is saying is, you've got problems. I don't need you carrying these problems. So I'm going to solve the problems so that you can be okay. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, the multitude, and he healed their sick. You get it? God wants you free of the burdens that you are carrying. God wants me free from the burdens that are plaguing my life. How? By solving those problems so that I don't have to have those problems. God wants to deal with whatever it is that is worrying me so that I can keep on looking at Him. Praise the Lord. Remember, they were in a desert place. He says, and when it was evening, His disciples came to Him saying, this is a desert place. This is an arid place. And the time is now past. The Word of God says, the time is now past. In essence, it is too late. But what is Jesus talking about? What is He thinking? He's thinking, no, I'm not limited by your timetable. Hello? I am not limited by your timetable. They said, it is too late. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. And Jesus, our Lord, says, they need not depart. They don't need to leave. Give ye them to eat. We're telling you, or don't you see that there's at least 5,000 hungry men here? And we don't have food for them. They got to go. He says, they don't need to leave. Whatever it is that they need to go get over there, they will get here. I don't know who you are, but now and then you think, maybe I need to go to another city. If I move, I will have better opportunities over there. And the Lord is saying to say to you, stop that thinking. I can bless you right here. Let me say it again. The Lord is saying, stop thinking about going over there. I can bless you where? Right here. They need not depart. Give them what they need to eat right now. And they say to him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's all we've got. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he says, bring them hither to me. Bring those 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Bring it to me. And he commanded, this is what, where were they located again? In a desert. There's no grass there. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the what? Huh? He commanded them to sit on the grass in the desert. Well, because he wanted to make life easy for them. I don't want you sitting on the dirt. Grass. He didn't even have to ask for it. It was just provided. Whatever it is that I need that will make life comfortable for me, God is addressing already without me asking for it. Oh, I don't know if you're hearing yet. There is grass out of nowhere. They're sitting on grass. And he takes the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he looks up to heaven. And he blessed and break and gave the loaf to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Someone say order. In another passage of scripture, the word of God says that he asked them to sit down in 50s, representing jubilee, freedom, liberty. God has you covered. In the Psalm 105 passage, we read that he got them to walk under a cloud. You know, it says he spread a cloud for what? A covering. Why? To shield them from the intensity of the sun. So, Pastor, what are you trying to say to us today? I'm saying that his word is true. Take my yoke. Take my burdens. It is easy and it is what? Light. God has not planned a difficult life for you or for me. Are you hearing? The devil wants you to think God has difficulty, hardness, toughness planned for you. No. 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 Someone say no. Say, my life is not going to be a hard life. I'm going to have a high life of celebration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which father wants his children to have a difficult life? No. He wants to manifest his glory in me and through me. So he gives me grass in a desert place. He turns that which is natural and supersedes it with the supernatural, so that the natural ceases to have precedence. Hallelujah. He's turning the page for me. Praise the Lord. I say he's turning the page for you. He's turning the page for us. Praise the Lord. Yes, there was a time. Once upon a time, we were busy making bricks and building other people's palaces and buildings and whatever else with little pay. But God says, I am not going to allow anybody to owe you. Well, that word is for somebody. I'm not going to allow anybody to what? Owe you. They are going to pay up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever has been kept hidden by the devil to make sure that you live a life of struggling, today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send the word of God like fire to consume that thing and bring a release. Glory be to God. He feeds the multitude. Bible tells us there were 5,000 hungry men, not counting the women or the children. He fed all of them. from the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And the Bible says he asked them to collect the fragments of what was left, and they came up with 12 baskets. I don't know if you're listening. They were all fed. They were all filled. They were satisfied. They were not, let me take a little so you can have a little. No. While they were eating, whatever it is that they were eating was not going down. Your pocket and your wallet and your purse will not be empty. Hallelujah. You end up with more than you started with. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is the same God that we're serving. The end of the story has not been written. It is now written, and God is saying, I'm going to make you greater than where you started. Even Samson, with all his mess up, killed more of the enemies one day than all that he had killed all the years prior. The church is not going to end up weak. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what the challenge, we are made more than conquerors. Somebody shout hallelujah unto the Lord. In Psalm 90, Psalm 90, beginning to read from verse 12, Psalm 90 and verse 12, God is speaking to us. First of all, he says, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Help me to understand the days and apply myself to wisdom. Jesus says, I will liken a wise man to the one who came, heard my words, and did it. He says, that man is like the man who dug deep, laid a foundation, and when the storm of life came, he could not knock down that house. He says, a foolish man comes, hears my word, but does not do it. So when the storm of life came, that house collapsed, and says how great the collapse was of that house. So the Lord Jesus Christ, teaching us about wisdom, tells us that it is about coming, hearing his words, and doing it. So bringing that and applying it to the words of God here, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, to doing your word, speaking your word, following your word. He goes on and says, return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. If there's been any delays, Lord, we need it fixed. And so the cry of the man of God is, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. I've numbered my days. I need you to satisfy me early. I don't want to be old without teeth, trying to eat the best steak. I don't want to gum my meat. Hallelujah. No. I want to have my teeth and chew on the food and enjoy it. Lord, let me not start having my grandkids when I'm 90, when I cannot run after them and play with them. Start me early. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you getting the point? Lord, satisfy me early. Declare with me. Father, satisfy me early with your mercy. Remove the struggle from me and grant me peace. Satisfy me early. It says that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. I want to celebrate every day. Are we together? Someday. Lord, let that someday be now. Amen. Amen. I don't need to go over there to be blessed. Bless me now. I don't need to wait for another 40 years. Bless me now. Extend mercy to me now. This is to be the cry of the church. Because if we have to wait for everything to be right on before the blessing comes, we may never experience the blessing. It says in the last days, God is going to pour out of his spirit upon some flesh. Did it say all? So, if he pours out his spirit on all flesh, that must mean that some people that are not walking in righteousness, not walking in truth, that he's still going to pour because he wants to do a quick work. That's why he said it is a year of accelerated glory. Amen? Praise the Lord. He is going to pour out of his spirit upon everybody. He says to us, he's the God who allows his rain to pour on the good and the bad. He says, let the tares and the wheat grow together. Somebody listening. There is a move of God that is going to hit this world. And it's not going to be based on anything else but that God is on the move. Amen? He's on the move. And there's going to be breakthroughs in every area. You are and I about to see the miracle working power of God in every sphere. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about yet. I mean, in the sphere of science, breakthroughs. In the church, breakthroughs. So, your decision to follow God and to experience the miraculous is going to be found on both sides. But you need to know that God, the sovereign one, that he's not just about natural things, that you are a spirit being that will live before God forever. I don't know if you still heard what I said. I'm saying miracles are going to happen everywhere. That means, therefore, that you must not live your life based on miracles. Did you hear now? Not based on signs and wonders, because there's going to be signs and wonders everywhere. Because the glory of God is, he's just going to blanket the whole place. And the glory of God is going to manifest everything that is in man. So you need to have the manifestation of the awesomeness of God in your life. I'm going to say something to you now that you may not like too much. The Antichrist is going to move with great power. We do understand that, right? It's energized by the forces of the enemy. That's true. But the big but is this, that nothing happens here without the permission of God. And therefore, the capacity of the enemy to tap into doing his signs and his wonders is because of this glory of God that is everywhere. Because the devil has no power of his own. Are you hearing? God is about to blanket the earth with his glory. And therefore, let me say it again. Don't follow miracles. Let me say it again. Don't follow what? Miracles. There's going to be miracles everywhere. There's going to be miracles everywhere. Whatever it is that is happening that's not bringing you closer to God, stay away from it. Are you hearing? Stay away from it. If Jesus is not at the core, at the center of what's happening, stay away from it. You're looking for people that are going to give you prophetic words? Oh, there's going to be lots of it. And some of it is going to be so accurate you think it is God. But if the life that is speaking it is not manifesting the splendor and the glory of God, run. Is somebody listening? Turn and run. Because that is a devil's child. If that man is moving in the miraculous, and the next time you see him, he's boozing, has an elbow problem, has a sniffing problem, has a woman problem, is just like the world. Run. Take off. Oh, but he does miracles. Take off. That's the devil's baby. I hope you're listening. Because we didn't come here to waste some time. Praise the Lord. God is on the move. And his power is going to be flowing all over. But what we really truly want is God. I need you to do a work in my life early. That is so fundamental. Because when the work is not done early, sometimes people try to find another solution. In Psalm 81, and verse 6. Psalm 81 and verse 6. Remember what we've been driving home today is that God wants things to be easy for you and for me. Amen? The days of difficulty are over. Things are going to be easy. Amen? Joseph was going through a difficult experience. The garment of honor had been placed on him. And the Bible tells us that they threw him into a pit. Then they sold him. Then he comes to the house of Potiphar. The hand of God was still upon him. He's blessed. And it's a blessing to that family. Then the temptation came. Potiphar's wife was trying to engage him in something that was wrong. He rejects that, but he's accused. He's accused. He ends up in prison. He is in prison, and he takes over. And he's running the prison. The prisoner running the prison. There is two guys, the baker and the butler. They had dreams. And the man who started out having dreams is now interpreting dreams. And he tells each one the truth of the matter. You're going to die. You're going to be restored. And he says to the one that's going to be restored, when you get out, don't forget me. Don't forget me. The guy goes out and promptly forgets him. And he's left there for 2 years. Now we just said, God, respond to me early with your mercy. Now that early is not an early based on anything else but perfect timing of God for my life. Did you get that? Because if that butler had remembered him right away, he would have left the prison and headed down the road to get back home, number one. Or number two, he would have left Egypt and gone somewhere else. Are we together so far? And if that happened, he will not become the prime minister, the second in command in Egypt. He had to be forgotten to be remembered early according to the timing. Are we together? So, at the right time, he's remembered. And he shaves, puts on the best clothes he could put on, and presents himself before Pharaoh and interprets Pharaoh's dreams and was sanctioned and appointed to lead because he brought the solution. Praise the Lord. So the word of God says, it says concerning him, it says, I removed his shoulder from the burden. God removed his shoulder from the burden. My prayer today is that God will remove your shoulder from the burden, because it is time to go on to the next experience in God. Hallelujah. He says his hands were delivered from the pots. Delivered from that which was troubling him, that which had kept him in bondage. May God deliver you and I from every agenda of the enemy and bring us into the place of wholeness in him. Hallelujah. 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 He says, thou calls in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. Well, let me not get started on that one. Another day. The secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Meribah means strife and contention. And then he says, hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. If you would just listen to me, I'm going to testify. There shall no strange God be in thee. So I'm going to testify if you just listen. There's not going to be any strange God in you. Neither shall thou worship any strange God. Oh, wait a minute. What are you saying, God? He says, just listen to me. I'm going to take care of this. You listen to me. I'm going to drive out every strange God out of your life. The ones you know, the ones you don't know, I'm going to drive them all out. You say, I have this addiction. God says, forget about it. I am going to do what? Drive it out. You're going to wake up and say, what? What happened? No, it was not because I prayed 20 hours. It was not because I was shouting hallelujah 20 billion times. No, this is about, just listen to me. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to tell you something. And if you just listen to the instruction I give to you, problem over. No strange God in thee. In you, neither shall thou worship any strange God. You don't want to worship any strange God. I'm getting rid of them. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. So now what I want you to do, first instruction, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Fill it with word. Fill it with my prophetic word. So that I do what? so that you can prophesy. So Paul says, I wish that you all prophesy. Just listen to me. As you listen to me, I'm going to speak to you, and I want you to say what I'm saying to you. This is how God's glory is going to fill the earth. Because God is going to anoint you, and God is going to anoint me. And the first thing that the anointing does is that it destroys the stronghold of poverty, of lack. Oh, you're not hearing. I pray that your ears be open so you hear. The first thing that the anointing deals with is to deal with the spirit of poverty. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? Want. He brought them forth with silver and gold. First thing. Let God do that first thing in all of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. God will direct our part. Come with me to Proverbs chapter 6. I'm going to read you, and that's where we're going to wrap. Proverbs chapter 6. We'll take it off from verse 3. Proverbs 6 and verse 3. Flip it. 3:6. It says, in all thy ways, do what? Acknowledge Him. Give God His rightful place. And He shall direct thy paths. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. And what? Depart from evil. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Why? He says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. New wine represents the anointing. Praise the Lord. He says, verse 9 again, Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Why the first fruits? Because this is how God releases a blessing to your house. When we honor God with tithes, with our offerings, with our substance, He says He will open the windows of heaven, pour out His blessings upon us. So with my regular offering, He says there will be meat in His house. With my first fruit, He says there will be meat in my house. Amen? He says, so shall thy barns be filled. By what? You honoring God. Your barns are going to be filled with plenty or abundance. and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Thy presses. The presses is the place of squeezing. There are people who are getting squeezed in life, and there's no new wine. It looks like the fruit is dry. But God's saying, if you honor me, when you go through rough experiences, new wine is going to come out. Fresh wine. The first miracle that we are privy to in the New Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ at the marriage feast. And there is no wine. It's run out. And he takes water, something so ordinary as water, and he turns it to wine. And he said, you should have brought the best at the beginning. Now you brought the best at the end. Yes, it was the end, because they didn't ask him at the beginning. When they asked him, that's when the new start started. But this is the point. It's not about the wine, because it was really about breaking the backbone of lack. They lacked wine, provided wine. Whatever it is that you are lacking in your personal life, lacking in your marriage, lacking in your family, lacking in your business, lacking as it relates to your health, may the God of heaven, the God who breaks the backbone of lack, bring provision of the best in the now that you are walking in Jesus' mighty name. Rise with me. Say with me now, Father, manifest your glory in my life. Your word says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him. Lord, manifest your glory in us. Accelerate it, that the world may come to the place of believing, that people will come to the place of acknowledging that truly you are Lord. Father, do in us and with us extraordinary things in this now. May your peace garrison our hearts. We eat out of the fruit of peace in this month of April. Peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. Lord, we give you praise that all things are in order, and wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. We are your righteous one because you have given to us the gift of righteousness. We banish everything that spells lack and poverty. And we are reminded that you have prepared this table for us in the presence of our enemies. Oh yes, you will bless us while they're still around. Oh, and we will eat, drink, dine, celebrate, and they do not have any part of what we've got. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it so done. We are established in righteousness, in truth, walking in divine health. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for every one of you. It's a joy to have ministered the word of the Lord to you this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have the Arise and Shine special meetings that will be starting at 6:30. Please be reminded of those meetings. Don't plan on sitting at home. Be here. Amen? Participate. You never know what God is going to do for you while you obey His directives. Hallelujah. And this Passover, Good Friday, this time period, is a special high holiday in the economy of God. And He says to us that we should not come empty-handed. This is the time that you need to have planned giving. Don't just hear the word. Participate in your giving. Amen? So plan on that. Hallelujah. On Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, there will be a walk for Jesus, starting from the legislative building and back to the legislative building on Broadway. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, those are the announcements that I want to remind everybody of. Tonight, there is going to be a movie shown this evening. If you want to see it, you'll have to go on Zoom to get to participate in watching the movie this evening. Amen? It's not going to be broadcasted on Facebook or YouTube. We'll have something on Facebook and YouTube, but it's not going to be what we are seeing in-house. Amen? Praise the Lord. This time, I'm going to invite Mama to come. This is a perfect time for you to release your offering. God calls us to generosity. We should not be tight-fisted when it comes to giving. God loves cheerful givers.